None of that's a lie. I completely agree with you. Kids are twats. Apart from a daughter. She's cool. But boys are twats.
Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Hello. Yes, what you're about to listen to is an audio dissection into the lives of two very good friends, ex-work colleagues, but more importantly, parents.
Now, these audio offerings serve as a kind of self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day lives, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults, episode number 7, Where the Hell is My Safe Haven? I literally thought of that on the fly.
I could tell.
What are we going to call it?
What was the title you gave it at the top of your running order?
My safe haven is fucked. Yours, I liked yours one. Nowhere to hide is good.
Yeah, nowhere left to hide.
Good. All right, here we go. Welcome to Reluctant Adults, episode 7, Nowhere Left to Hide. Dun, dun, dun. Hello and welcome back. How are you? Thank
good.
You for downloading us. No, I'm not you. I'm
asking, sorry, you're asking me.
I'm asking them. She's Lauren. I'm Tim. Make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. Then you'll know when our new episodes come out. And whilst you're there, you can give us a little review if you like, can't they?
I like reading the reviews when we get them.
I know.
I know it's a bit of an effort, and reading reviews is, well, not reading them, but writing them. People think, God, who writes on TripAdvisor? Who does that stuff? But do you know what? Please give us a review. It's really nice to read them.
Well, it is. And I think as you get a little bit older in life, you start to trust reviews more, don't you? I remember when they first started putting reviews on Amazon and stuff, I'd be like I'm listening to Marco Franco 1963. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, I'll take my own chances with this pair of hair shears. But subsequently now I'm all over it. I'm all over the reviews now.
I'm all over holiday, like rental reviews, or like I'm straight on TripAdvisor. And if there's one, it could be like five star. And then I'll read one review where some Norman has said, oh, you know, 2 stars because the ice cream van is too far from the children's swimming pool. And I'll go, we're not going there. We're not going there. Find somewhere else.
But it's perfect because the airport is no more than an hour away.
Too far. Too far.
But they've got 3 different swimming pools.
Okay, that's good. I love a review now.
Yeah, so do it. Leave us a review, please, because otherwise Lauren will be apoplectic. And also share amongst your mates. Just let any fellow parents know if maybe you're at the school gate. Well, you're not at the school gates at the moment.
No.
Next time you are at the school gates.
WhatsApp group. There's lots of chat on the old WhatsApp groups.
They are firing.
Switch up the chat, because the chat on our WhatsApp groups at the moment are purely about, does anyone have today's Zoom passwords? Can't get on Zoom. Can you let Mrs. Blah Blah know we're in the waiting room? That is literally our WhatsApp chats.
Oh man, it's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, so leave us a review, share amongst your mates. It's nice to have people listen. I've just literally, as I'm recording this, my mate's texting me, it's flashing up on my screen, going, oh my God, he washes his kids' pants in the toilet.
That's really good, isn't it? And also, we did have another message from one of your mates. It seems that our little theme tune has got stuck in her head a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, my mate Ellie texted me. She sent me a voice note, like, doing the little theme tune and coming, this has been in my head all day. I couldn't work out what it was, and it's your blooming podcast.
There we go. So anyway, thanks for joining us. Lovely to have you back. Crace, how are you?
Yeah.
You had a good week?
It's been okay, yeah. I'm feeling really happy right now because it's pancake day as we record this. And I think it's my favourite day of the year.
That is a big shout. Better than Easter.
Oh, yeah, because I don't really like chocolate, so it's definitely better than Easter. The thing is, it's silly, really, for it to be my favourite day of the year, because I could have pancakes any day of the year. But there's just something great about feeling forced into it.
So this is how forced into it I was. I had a cheese, avocado and tomato pancake for lunch.
Wow.
Yeah. I am so continental. I'm like the French.
You're just like the French. Yeah. Do you want to hear what I had?
Go on.
Now, this is a sign of being married to a Yorkshireman. We have hash on pancakes, stew. Michael cooks a beef stew, and you make a pancake. I remember when he first served me this, I was like, what sort of rankness is this? Who are you? But now I'm well into it. So you cook a pancake, lie it flat, no rolling up or any of that. Then you just scoop all your hash stew on top.
Oh, my goodness.
Pure Yorkshire filth.
Oh, my God. That's good.
So we had that, then followed by the sweet stuff. So I'm feeling really happy right now. But my week's been all right, really. I mean, it's half term. I'm trying to think what's happened, what did we do with ourselves? Jack lost a tooth.
Brilliant.
Which is really, really good news for him, because this is tooth number 7, but he hasn't lost one for a year, so he was starting to get
a bit worried.
Yeah, I think so. It was a bit like, when's puberty going to hit? Like, is this
before
it?
His teeth.
Yeah. So tooth number 7 fell out. And then I've got to be careful saying this in case people are children are listening.
Well, hang on. If your children are listening, if you're in the car and you're listening to this and your children are listening, you might just want to turn off, because we don't
clearly
don't know what's going to come out of Lauren's mouth here now.
So what happened is his tooth fell out. He put his tooth in a little envelope. This was like Thursday night. Put it in an envelope, wrote a little message on it, put it under his pillow.
For the tooth fairy?
For the tooth fairy, yeah. And then I can only assume what happened is that the tooth fairy I think the tooth fairy maybe forgot. I think maybe the tooth fairy woke up about 12:30 in a panic and remembered. And so she quickly flew to Jack's bedroom.
Or he, you can get tooth
fairy. Oh, I thought the tooth fairy was a girl. Is it a boy? It could be both.
There can be either, yeah. Depends on your fairy, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. One of them, they all forgot. And one of them flew to Jack's room. And I think it was dark, probably. And I think the tooth fairy maybe was perhaps, because, coronavirus didn't have any cash in the tooth fairy castle. So maybe the tooth fairy was perhaps searching in Jack's money tin.
Bit of an IOU.
And was searching in Jack's money tin to give Jack money.
Right.
And pulled out a coin and put it in the envelope and took the tooth back with them to the tooth castle.
Very industrious.
And then I was woken up at about 5:30 the following morning by a sort of excited but mainly confused child who came in to my bedroom with this coin. Mum, the tooth fairy left me a euro. I was so shocked by the tooth fairy's behaviour, I almost swallowed my own tongue.
Oh my goodness.
I went, they left you a euro. Gosh.
Wow. Really? You'll never be going back to Europe. They're really rubbing it in.
I went, yeah, maybe she trying to get rid of them because of Brexit, or maybe she knows you got your holiday planned in the summer for Spain, so maybe she's just thought she'd give you a bit of foreign money. I was crying. So that's a lesson for the two fairies out there, isn't it? Just, you know, plan ahead a bit.
Absolutely. Plan ahead.
Yeah.
COVID, need cash, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. You need cash.
Two fairies.
Yeah, they need the cash. How's your last few days been?
All right, yeah. Just trying to think. Had a nice weekend. Just feel so relieved we're in half term. Yeah. It's ever so good. Not homeschooling, in it.
But what are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing to do.
No, I'm doing nothing. It's boring. Do you know we've got mom and dad in a little babysit bubble with us?
Yeah.
So they're
God, that's good.
Yeah, so actually they're taking a child a day, and I figured out I figured out that Utopia in our house is four. So when there's five here, it goes out of whack. But to have the four of us here, and it can be any combination of four.
Yeah, no, it's so true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The reason people have three kids is because two was easy.
Yeah.
And they thought, I mean, you should know.
Yeah.
You thought, two, this is easy. A breeze. Let's have another. And then you have another, and then you wreck it all.
Absolutely. Well, it's like Christian Stevenson, my American friend, said. He's like, oh, my God, dude. What? You know what you're doing? You've just moved from man marking to zonal defense. And that's absolutely what it is. You do.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, nobody does.
But okay.
I think it sounded funny when he said it. No, you're basically just, you're just protecting areas, aren't you? You're just stopping them from killing themselves as opposed to actually looking after them. Anyway, no, good week. Nice. Pancake day. Had pancakes for dessert. Had pancakes for lunch. That was nice. And yeah, it's been good. Suppose we should crack on with the episode, shouldn't we?
What's it called again?
It's had about six titles to this point, so let's see what comes out. Episode 7, then. We finally made it to 7. Lucky number 7. I've got written here, your kingdom is your castle, your house is fucked, is what I've written. Again, just a load of sporadic words I wrote down, kind of storyboarding to try and find
actually,
a title.
Is it? Oh, no, we had a title, the one I came up with.
Nowhere Left to Hide. Basically, go on, sorry, Bab.
No, I was going to say, the reason I thought of that title is because, and especially during lockdown, life in the house is so intense that every day was about finding somewhere in the house to hide, just escaping for that little bit, just to find that corner of peace that wasn't just pure destruction.
Yeah.
My doorstep was a great one.
I remember you used to go and sit on the doorstep.
I used to sit on my front doorstep. I'd take a gin out there, sit on my front doorstep because I used to get the afternoon sun. And I'd just sit there, have the door on the latch. So if, you know, there was any like absolute essential, like, you know, anyone really needed me, I could hear them. But but I could also just pull it to and just zone out from them.
That's nice. Mine is the downstairs toilet.
Is it?
Yeah.
So there's no windows in there?
No windows. Unfortunately, I did this. It's one of those old kind of latch style, like country door locks up and downy locks. And what I've skillfully done is pulled this. I've drilled two holes. So I've drilled one at the top and one at the bottom. And then I've threaded a little bit of string that goes up through the bottom hole, through the next hole and back out again, and then pulls on the latch. So Sunny or Ren, when they were little, they could just pull on the little string at the bottom and it would pull the latch at the top.
That's
so they could get
cute.
In. Yeah. So quite a nice, I was quite pleased with that. I thought it was quite a good little invention. Unfortunately now, even though I can lock the door, they'll sit outside going, Dad, clack, 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 Dad, clack, 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 just pulling on it.
You need a better space to hide.
I know, you can't get
that
away.
That isn't good enough.
Well, it's like you think that you've got a nice house. You know, I thought, I'm very lucky. I have got a nice house, and it is a nice house, and I'm very privileged to have a nice house. But at the same time, it ain't half small. Lockdown has made me realise how small this house is. And you're right, you can't get away. Finding those little pockets of...
When you buy your first house or your first flat or even you rent your first place, whatever, when you're, you know, when you're an adult, you spend all your time and your money, don't you, making it nice. So your monthly paycheck goes from you know, new trainers and clothes. It's suddenly on new cushions and plants, and you know, you suddenly get very grown up, and that's because you realize that it's really important to have a kind of home that you're calm in, that you can come home from work to, and it's a nice place to be.
Yeah.
And then you have kids and suddenly you have to escape your house to find a place of calm because your house is just wrecked, and you stop spending your money on nice things because every conversation, well, it does with me and Mike's, I'll go, Mark, look at the sofa. It's wrecked. It's just, it's rank. It's got like Doritos fingerprints all over it. And he'll go, well, Lauren, we're not buying a new one until the kids leave home. So now we're stuck with all this crap, ruined furniture, because there's no point buying anything new because they just wreck it.
I mean, where do we start with this? Now, when we originally came up with the idea for this, we did put it on social media, and you can follow us on social media at Reluctant Adults, and you can find out the topics that we're going to be talking about, and you can chime in and weigh in. And I think, I don't know if I said it at the start, but the response was overwhelming. I think this really chimed with people, and I think basically, just kids break everything, don't they?
Yeah.
And judging from the responses we got from everybody has had something broken. And it might be something little. It might be something new. It might be something fresh out of the packet. It might be something that's not even open out of the packet yet. Or it might be something that you've had for a long time. But ultimately, it doesn't matter what it is. There's no hiding it from kids. They will find it and they will break it.
Yeah. We actually had... A few months ago, I mean, it's the most boring thing to buy ever. And I wasn't even upset about it because what I bought was just such a boring house thing.
Oh, go on.
But I bought a new, nice looking ceramic toilet brush from John Lewis. I know. Because I was like, I can't have one of these rank plastic, you know, let's try and like get a nice looking one. Literally, this big box arrives. It's full of all the protective squishy plastic stuff.
Yeah.
Kids come and rip it open, and they're opening it. Literally within 1 second of the box being opened, this new ceramic toilet brush holder is lifted out and immediately dropped on the floor, and that gone. that is like kids. That is it, isn't it? It's like, there you are. Let's buy something new. Oh, buy it. Open it. Broken. That quick.
Oh, my God. And you can't send that back or anything.
Yeah, exactly. You can't phone John Lewis again. I'm so sorry. Do you do refunds? I'm really like...
to 19 bits.
Yeah.
Did it arrive in 19 bits? Well, no, it didn't. It arrived in one bit. We'll get on to individual items, but I think we'll start with the big ones. Houses and cars. Kids, one thing kids love, and one thing that certainly my kids love, and they've all done this from Lila. In fact, I've got a little story about this, but it's drawing on walls. Kids love to draw on walls, don't they?
Yeah.
You give them, and some idiot, I don't know who it was, decided, hey, let's create a blackboard in our home. And so now they made it.
Is that idiot you, Tim?
Well, it was in my house. But I think I must have seen it on Pinterest or something. And I was like, but that is a great idea. They can crayon, they can chalk right next to the fridge there. Absolutely brilliant. Kids don't know the difference between chalk paint, chalkboard paint, and normal paint. And you've only got to turn your back for 5 minutes. And they've now drawn the red racing car next to the radiator on the kitchen wall. Now they're in the bedroom. Now it's going up the stairs. And now it's, and it's, I mean, I was saying to you earlier, that that stuff, that black chalkboard paint, can't get my words out, that black chalkboard paint needs to come with a warning. That warning, not only is this toxic and the fumes might kill you, but also your kids are going to write not only on this wall, they're going to write on every other wall in your house. Because it teaches them to write on walls.
Exactly. You're opening up the canvas of the house then. You're saying, look, lads, look, you can draw all over this wall. And they go, oh, great. Dad's loosened up a bit. Brilliant. Every wall's for us, you lot. Get the Sharpies out. Isla once wrote, I bought this big kind of pink vase. Sounds rank, doesn't it? It's nice. And she wrote a name across it in black Sharpie. And I was like, Babs, if you're going to graffiti, like, at least write someone else's name, because you just dubbed yourself in there.
Yeah, so you teach her, you know, you gave her a tag there and then, so she starts tagging. And so.
Yeah, exactly. Pure city kids just tagging all over the house.
When my brother left home and moved out, I guess he was 18 or whatever, and my dad finally set about converting his bedroom back into a bedroom for a normal person and not a stinky teenager. My dad ripped out his cupboard, and as he ripped out the cupboard and pulled it up, underneath the cupboard written in massive letters was, "My dad is a knobhead." My brother had graffitied under. My dad's like, oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Oh, that's reminded me. When I was, oh God, I was probably about 10. I made a sign for my bedroom door with glitter pens and stickers. And I've got no idea why, but I wrote, "I love Gary Glitter." Hanging on my bedroom door. I had no idea who Gary Glitter actually was. I just knew the name and I wrote, "I love Gary Glitter." No. You get taken into psychiatric care, wouldn't you, if you wrote that nowadays?
Oh my goodness. Why have you never told me that before?
No, just reminds me then. Bedroom doors. They're right on everything. And there's all this paint as well, isn't there? White proof paint. It's not white proof.
No.
Stop lying. Ours isn't just, it's not particularly drawing. I have to say, they've done it a few times, but they're not too bad. All their bedroom doors are covered in stickers, which is looks awful and is obviously going to be an absolute nightmare to get off one day.
We'll just have need to sandblast the doors, them off.
Oh, it's going to be awful. But our hallways, you know, at like a metre high all the way along, all the way up the stairs, is just mucky, greasy fingerprints.
Yeah.
Just rank, greasy handprints all over the lower part of the walls. It's just gross.
And you're right, that paint, it doesn't do anything.
Doesn't,
you know, it's like
off.
White, clean paint or whatever.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
It's a lie.
Did you ever have those crayons you could use in the bath, and when they got wet, you used to write on the bath?
Yeah, awful.
And again, you know, you go, oh, okay, and then they start writing up a bit higher and a bit higher, and then the next thing you know, they're on the paint, and then you take them out the bath, and you dry them off, and you forget about it, and you forget to wipe it off, and then you go downstairs, and you go, oh, get that, and then it's tomorrow, and then you go, oh, God, I must write that. And then you go to wipe it off, it doesn't come off. It's
no.
Like, just basically turns permanent.
Everything for kids, like mine, they've got it in there. It's Father Christmas's fault. They got it in their stocking. Oh. And it's like bath jelly. So they had one each. And it basically, it was slime. It was just slime that you put in water.
Oh.
And the next day, I honestly almost died. I got in the bath, the entire bottom of our showers in our bath. So I went to get in. The entire bottom of the bath was just coated in a layer of slippery, super slippery super slippery, like jelly. And I just nearly went arse over tip. Literally.
Just did the split, got in and did the splits instantly.
So lethal. I was like, well, we're not having them again.
Can you remember breaking anything of your mom and dad's? Can you remember being that kid that broke something?
I don't think I was too bad. I remember once, I didn't break anything, but I remember accidentally spilling a yogurt over my mum's carpet and knowing that this would probably not be a good thing because, you know, like curd.
Yeah.
Dried yogurt into wool. So then I lied and said I'd been sick, which at the time seemed like a really like plausible like lie that oh she'll believe me. But then looking back, you go, "Your mum, of course she didn't believe that I just puked up like vanilla pity for lo putty petty." I don't really remember breaking stuff. Do you?
Yeah, I used to break everything.
Oh, I bet you did. Yeah.
I was really bad. And actually, it's I think I mentioned it a couple of podcasts ago. It's properly come in full circle for me because my dad used to say, "I cannot wait to come to your house and leave your tools outside in the rain. I cannot wait to come to your house and break that pane of glass." And I cannot. So I just feel that actually it's karma. Basically, my kids have got the karma and they're just getting me back.
You'll get them back eventually.
Well, I guess find they
do stuff like Jack yesterday. I think I'd given them all a bowl of popcorn, watching this, you know. I mean, yes, actually, last night was like the epitome of hell. So I was working yesterday, so Mike's took them to Asda because they wanted balloons. So they got bought a pack of balloons and there was like 25 in each pack or whatever, something like that. So then, and then he leaves to go to work and leaves me with all these balloons.
Can you blow these up? Can you tie these?
Yes. All right. So I'm blowing balloon after balloon. Before you know it, my floor is just covered like we've just thrown a birthday party. Not only that, we've got High School Musical on.
Which you're loving a bit of High School Musical at the moment, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I hate it. I thought my memory of it was that I loved it, but now my kids are watching it, I realise how awful it is. They love it, so they're watching it every single night. So they are having a balloon fight. I've got High School Musical music on in the background, and then Jack just walks across the floor and somehow just squashes like a plastic bowl, but not like melamine or what, like thick plastic.
Yeah.
Literally just treads on it, breaks it into about 50 pieces all over the floor.
Oh, and my goodness.
And you're like, oh, well, that's that gone then. You know, everything is just like you have stuff and you go, oh, well, that's that broken. That's that gone.
That's that broke.
Wrecked. So I'm like, is your foot all right, Jack? Yeah, I didn't even feel it. Okay, great.
Great. Kind of wish it'd be lacerated.
Yeah, which it caused you a little bit of pain, mate, because I'm going to have, that's what, another bowl gone.
Well, nothing sacred, is it? Nothing is, you've got to, like, when you have kids and you have all these things, you've just got to, the moment you've just got to try and tell it. And I mean, you don't learn it. It's not a quick learning experience, but you've just got to say, this doesn't matter. It's just not sacred. It's going to break. It's going to absolutely destroy. We had a really nice leather sofa. Lucy just reminded me, I was obviously talking to Luce before I came on, and she said, can you remember when Ren, she was little, and she decided to moisturise the leather poof with sunflower oil?
Oh, no.
I mean, it's still sticky now. It's still tacky from it. And that was about 2 years ago.
That is awful.
Yeah. And I've actually racked my brains to try and think of the things that they've smashed. But I think kind of it just your head kind of forgets them on purpose. The big one, I'm not sure, did I mention my tree house?
Yes, you did. Sunny, kicking it to pieces.
I spent, you know, the best part of 2 weeks making a treehouse out of pallets, and he just decided to kick it to bits.
Yeah.
The vandal.
Mean. I just think that nothing, even if they don't break it, it's that things just don't remain nice. So you like your sofa, it might still be stood on four legs and technically not broken, but it's smeared in food.
Yeah.
It's like got, you know, those awful like wet patches where there's a bit of a dark line around it where they've spilled a drink or, you know, one of them's weed themselves.
Well, Sonny's still weeing on our sofa. Oh, that's the thing.
Oh, God.
Still weeing on it. Did it tonight. Did it tonight.
Did he? Oh, Sonny.
Weed on the sofa tonight.
Can't you sit him on a towel?
Rubbed his face in it like I do with the cat.
Did you?
No, didn't. I didn't. Of course I didn't. But
all the back cushions of all our sofas, if it's not the bloody dog, it's the kids. They sit on the back cushions. It's like you've got that is a seat, that is the back, and there's the seat bit. You sit on the seat. Why do you sit on the back?
Higher up,
so
isn't it?
All, I'm like, so every single thing is wrecked. All my rugs, literally, are like, you buy a rug and they're not the cheapest things. But now I get through about 2-3 rugs a year and I only buy cheap ones now from Georgia Asda because they get wrecked.
They
do, though.
It's
not always the kids, to be fair, but you know, you'll come out, like, you'll go out one day and you'll come back and the dog's shat on it and you go, there's a wooden floor there. Why didn't you poo on the wooden floor? Why did you poo on the rug?
This is why I'll never have a dog.
Yeah, but there's just another kid. They're just one and the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you know, my front living room.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, right on the street. And for 7 years we've lived in this house. We never got curtains or blinds or... because we always wanted shutters and they're so expensive that we've always been a bit tight and just gone, nah, let's spend our money on something better. And then finally this year, probably because we hadn't gone on any holidays, we were like, right, let's finally get our shutters ordered. So we've now got these lovely shutters in our bay window. And all the kids do is sit on the sofa in front of it with their feet up against the shutters, just going... just pushing the shutters up and down and up and down. But they're just like, not only are they like covered in fluff and again mucky fingerprints, they're going to be broken within 2 weeks, I guarantee it.
That I will say this about shutters, they're not designed to be open and closed with feet.
No, they're not. Not over and over and over and over and over again, they're not. Oh, it's just everything. It's like, just wreck everything. Jack's got like a hangy plant in his bedroom. Obviously, he doesn't want it there, but I put it in there when I redecorated his room because I thought that looks fancy. What he was doing the other day, I do not know, but you just hear, dad, mum, dad, I've got, do you want to come? He's pulled the plant down from the ceiling, right out the ceiling.
Well, I know exactly what he was doing. He was swinging on it.
Well, yeah, he was.
Yeah, but you can't leave a dangly swingy thing in a little boy's bedroom. It's the first thing he's going to do. He'll be like, well, going to Tarzan off this.
He's got a bunk bed. That's what you should be swinging and jumping off.
He's don't got be a climbing frame.
Ceramic plant in the ceiling. Not ceramic plant holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything is wrecked. So we've got a sofa in our TV room, which we first bought when we bought our first flat in London. So Jack had just been born and we bought this one sofa and it was, you know, a lot of money and we were really proud of it. And it was a sofa bed. So, you know, when we had our mum and dad staying or whatever.
Yeah.
Again, day one of new sofa. He shat on it. Baby Jack shat on our brand new sofa.
Oh, my God.
Still got it. But now that's the kids' sofa.
Yeah.
Because we can't, even though it really pains me to look at this sofa, we can't send another grand or however much a sofa costs.
No way.
Until they can at least sit on it, on the normal seat bit, and not, you know, smudge yogurt over it or something.
Well, our leather sofa is used. It's quite a long one, and it's got the big slidey down arm bits that are just perfect for a kid to jump on. And Sonny can, in fact, I don't think Sonny can quite make it up without a cushion. So they pull all the cushions off, they put them on the floor, they run up and they bounce on the cushions and up and over and slide down and roll and jump and launch. And it, that now sags in the middle perfectly. But it got a little nick on it about a year ago. There's a little nick in the leather. You know how leather like wears a little bit. Yeah. There's a little nick appeared, and I was like, don't, just be careful of that now. It's right on the back there. Very annoying. Just be careful of this. And then you start noticing they'll be watching telly and you'll be, oh, don't pick that. Lucy, he's picking at the sofa, you know, and he's picking at the sofa, or she is, or whatever. And then you come in the next day and they've got their finger in. Oi, get your finger out of that hole. And they're starting to push it. You know, and then the next thing they're threading. And then I sat down the other day, I felt a biro in the sofa. So they're now threaded a bloody biro down into the back of the sofa where you sit. And then it just gets worse and worse, to the point where I walked down the other day, came downstairs, Ren's sitting there watching telly. She's got her arm inside the sofa. Like, she's now pushed her arm all the way up to her bloody shoulder. I'm like, get your arm. Oh, God.
No, next week you're going to sit on that sofa and you're basically just going to fall through the
right
back.
Through the back of it. Shall we find out what the listeners have been up to?
We shall.
So earlier in the week, we put out a little message on Instagram asking for your stories about how your kids have destroyed your safe haven. And the general consensus is just that kids wreck stuff.
So I'm going to call this feature, if you think your kids wrecked your house, ... So you've had a message in, haven't you?
Well, there's quite a lot, and thank you all for getting in touch. And it's quite hard to read them all out, and they're all on the kind of the same thing. Basically, all of you alluding to the fact that your kids have broken stuff. But we actually had not one, not two, not three, but we had 12 messages from the same guy, and I'm just going to go ahead and read them out. So this is from Stuart Ford. He's been in touch, and he's just letting us know. Well, he's let us know this. My kids pulled the door off the Blu-ray player. They spill every drink they ever have. They pulled the curtains down off the wall playing hide and seek.
Good.
They found a pull in the wool Berber carpet and pulled it to shreds. I fell asleep whilst in charge babysitting and woke up to green highlight pen everywhere. My children poured a cup of cold tea into the aquarium and said they were thirsty. My children licking all the walls around the house with food in their mouth. Hey, this is on your tip here. My children bit the Venetian blinds to see what they tasted like. I have broken door handles from them swinging off them. They puked in my shoe. And should I mention Sudocrim?
Oh, yes, yes. That gets everywhere.
Yes. Gets absolutely everywhere. And it's almost impossible to clear off, isn't it?
That is such a good list of things that his kids have wrecked.
Mate, they are
brilliant.
Trash. He's just got to live like he's in a hostel. And
That's a good one, the door, breaking the door handles. That reminds me, we've got a full-on hole in our wall from where a door is repeatedly... opened and walloped, and we've just got a massive gaping hole.
Yeah,
just wreck it. They're all good. Right, we've also had a voice message in from Mark Oldham in Leicestershire. This is funny, listen to this.
Hello. Right, for God's sakes, you've really opened the floodgates here. Just spent about 2 minutes just listing all of the things that I could possibly talk to you about. I mean, I could wax lyrical about the fact that, you know, freshly painted walls last approximately 1 hour when you've got children, or the fact that they knock plaster out of walls by throwing toys or knocking skateboards into them, or even the fact that they flooded their grandmother's bathroom, literally a foot of water into the bathroom because they'd stuck a hose pipe onto one of the taps and left it running outside the sink. But crikey, probably the things that stick in my mind the most that basically have sent me apoplectic with rage is them playing baseball in the living room with lightsabers and teddies, and one of them hit a teddy so hard that the follow through with the lightsaber smashed the LCD TV that was on the
wall. Oh no.
So that was 700 quid's worth of damage. The most emotional destruction was when I finally bought the new Boards of Canada album. You know, 10 years in the making, elusive electronica duo from Scotland. All I've wanted is an album from them for the, like, a, you know, I don't know how long it took, 12 years or something. Anyway, it finally comes through the post. It's beautiful. It's pristine gatefold vinyl. I sit it on the side, probably go and have a coffee, do some work, something like that. Come back in to find the two boys sat with it, cross-legged in front of them, trying to stab a screwdriver through it. The only thing that was stopping the screwdriver going all the way through and out the other side was the record itself. Anyway, if you think that that's bad, ultimately, the kind of icing on the cake is when we had our house extension, big kitchen, they've just screeded the floor, the concrete's drying, the bifold doors aren't back in. You can imagine around the house there's an absolute quagmire. Wander into the kitchen to find the two boys, A, stark naked, B, completely covered in mud from where they dug out for the foundations, firing a hose pipe directly into the kitchen. Directly into the kitchen. So I basically took them outside, got hold of the hose pipe, finger over the end, sprayed them with an inch of their lives until they were dripping wet and cold, then cuffed them up the stairs, off they go to bed, no dinner. And at that point in time, I walked downstairs and said to Helen, give me the number of your counsellor. I need to talk to someone because finally they've actually broken my sanity. None of that's a lie. I completely agree with you. Kids are twats. Apart from a daughter. She's cool. But boys are twats.
Oh, that deserves a round of applause.
Very good. Mark. I think there's one lesson you could learn. Don't let your lads near anywhere near hose pipes. Seems to be a reoccurring problem there.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's it. But this is therapy. Everyone should get a pen and paper out and just list all the stuff that their kids have wrecked in their house. Just get it all out in one massive list.
I think so. Why not? And just it just helps you say goodbye to it. Doesn't matter, does it? It's only stuff. Quickly, we've had one more in that's just literally popped in. I might as well read it. From Lisa Perry. She says, I can confirm that a whole bowl of pancake batter pulled over by Aiden, age 6, from the top shelf of the fridge is one of the hardest things to clean up. Second only to sunflower oil emptied onto a porous tiled floor.
Oh, oil, terrible. Oil.
Yeah. Ah, thank you so much for getting in touch. We love your little stories. Do keep them coming in. Hey, you got some vinyl in the background, actually. You know, thinking of what Mark's just said. That's
Arctic
a picture
Monkeys.
Disc.
Celeste.
Mate, don't let the kids... That looks very reachable.
It is, isn't it? I'll tell you what is reachable.
Go on.
Right here, to my left, just out of view, I have a bowl full of Ferrero Rochers.
Mate, have they not had them?
Well, I've just noticed they have had them because it's now full of gold tin foil and no actual chocolates.
There you go. And on that bombshell... It's time to say goodbye.
Don't forget to hide your sweets, kids.
So, thank you for listening. Thanks for joining me and Lauren. Please do make sure that you're subscribed. Then you'll know that our podcast drops straight into your little device every single Friday morning. Therefore, when you wake up and do your commute from your bed to your kitchen and then from the kitchen to your kitchen table. Or actually, you might be one of the lucky ones that is actually getting away from your kids and your house and going to an actual place of work. Or unlucky one. I mean, there are some people that would prefer to be at home with their kids. And we totally get them. They are fools. Follow us on social. You know what to do. We are at Reluctant Adults. Share where you can. Tell your fellow parents. And we'll see you next week, won't we, Grace?
Yeah, we will.
She was just doing a little thing then with a pen on her top lip, like holding it like a moustache. You literally look like you were 12 back in school. That's what I used to do at school.
Just, you know, lockdown, finding new hobbies. Today's hobby is resting a pencil. I'm chatting shit. Is it time?
Have you done it again? Have you done it again? Kids' hobbies.
Kids' hobbies.
Next week. Kids' hobbies.
Is that it? Next week's podcast.
We could do. Kids' hobbies. We'll give that some thought.
Yeah. Lovely to see you, Tim. Nice to, I don't know, see you all. Nice.
Lovely to see you, Lauren. Really nice for all of you to hear me.
Lucky things.
There you go.
Right, we'll see you next week, episode 8.
Yeah, love you, Bab. Bye. Bye.